standing together all night for the most part, with a penalty kill and at least giving you a chance to get to that overtime.
Yeah, overall, I thought our game was pretty good. I don't like our first probably 5 or 7 minutes of the game, and probably, I don't know, about 3 minutes stretch there in the third period when they got the two goals. Other than that, I thought our team played really well and doing a lot of little things. You know, we had 40 plus shots of nets, and you know, we got a power play goal, and the penalty kill was really solid tonight. So, you know, a lot of things to be happy about.
I feel like your team manages the emotions, because obviously that call at the end, I mean, it clearly wasn't Nugent Hopkins' stick. I think everyone in the building saw it. Not sure if they could reverse it or not, but you, at the end of the day, that's what you guys have to deal with. How do you feel like your team is able to manage those emotions?
Well, obviously everyone's worked up and upset with the call, but everyone's really mature and professional, and they still know they have a job to do. And you saw it. You know, obviously we're a little maybe unfocused, upset at the moment, but I think once that puck's getting dropped for the start of the faceoff, it everyone's dialed in and they've forgotten what happened before, and they are ready to do the job, and they were. The penalty kill, they were sharp, and they made a lot of good plays to eliminate any scoring chances they had.
Road trip where you haven't had you know, much good fortune actually on the trip. You maybe played better than you deserved. You come into a really hard building, good team, physical game, win a game. Does it kind of make up for what's been going on here the last couple of days?
Yeah, it's unfortunate. We feel like we could have got two of the three of this road trip. But there's times during the season we've won games that we didn't deserve, and over a season it works out. But coming into this building, we knew they were going to be ready. They had a road trip where they lost three in a row, and coming back home, and a very good hockey team, and we're prepared for a hard test, and I believe we got a pretty hard test.
Mm-hmm. Did you happen to see what happened to Connor Brown's stick before he went on and sniped that one, Chris?
Well, I knew there's some stick exchanges with Perry and himself, and I don't exactly know exactly what happened, but I'm sure when I'm watching the video after the game, I'll get a chuckle.
For someone who is so loved in that dressing room, what does it mean to this team to have a guy like Connor Brown now starting to find his scoring again, his scoring touch around the net?
Yeah, it's hard for a player to play through what he played, and you know, I've seen it before where players have gone through a major surgery, a major injury that they rehab, and they're cleared, but it takes so long to recover from it. And I know a player that I coached before when I was in Philadelphia, Claude Giroux, had surgery, played a year of being cleared, and not that it was a bad year, but it was 2 years after that surgery that he had a career year. It just happens. It's tough to get going, and I think Brownie has been building his game throughout the year, and he's been playing really well. Offensively, you know, he should have more. He's been very fortunate. The goalies have been making good saves, hitting goal posts, stuff like that. But he has been playing really well, and I think from day one till now, it's just continually gotten better and better. And he's a good hockey player, and we'll need him down the stretch when things are even more difficult.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his 6-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his 2-year-old at the rink. All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone, like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.